And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Bermuda Square's Robbery. You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bermuda Square's track called Robbery. They are a Minneapolis supergroup with a new album out called Outsider. That's a track from it. We played them the other week. You might remember. I said, I'm so rude. What a great name they had. I like Bermuda Squares, Bermuda Triangles, the start of band Bermuda Circles. I wonder how many DJs have said that. DJs are rubbish. Right. What I'd like to know is, what is Bermuda Squares Bandcamp page?
BermudaSquares.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. And my apologies for a very early stream of consciousness there that I need to keep up with. We'll probably play another track from that album, Working on the Basis. It's that good. I've got some additional material for you. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Jeff's done it again. Let's hear his thing.
Don't the boys call you Jeff.
It's really good, isn't it?
It's marvellous.
Really good. I mean, the musical ingenuity behind that, I'm enthralled. And if I'm using a few extra words here, it's because Jeff has kept it very brief this week.
Okay.
And he says, Jesus was in great shape because he did CrossFit. Jeff, right. P.S. I'd let a mute girl do unspeakable things to me. So anyway, that's it. If you can do as well as that, you know, give us a more conventional long-form gag at any time, whatever you like. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Right then, two tracks in a row now, and these are the first two. I'll tell you what, we started off fairly high octane, Tony. We're going to keep that going now with two tracks from the latest Damn It Records, Damnations May Part 2 that we got last week. We actually got quite a bit of music through of late. I didn't get the chance to check lots of it. And some of the WeTransfer things have expired.
Ah.
So I had to ask for more of them. So there are a couple of tracks this week I was going to play, but couldn't because I can't get them. Anyway, these two from... I have Damnations is full on this month. It's really, really full on. And you'll be pleased to hear, once... Stay tuned for Bastard Face. Lone Creep, who we mentioned on the show last week, who I think listens from time to time. Loving Lone Creep. Lone Creep, all the way from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And in his description on his Bandcamp page, he just says, fighting a man, drinking beer, mocking things, losing my keys. Taco. What is Lone Creep's Bandcamp page?
Lone Creep. Bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. LoneCreep. Lonecreep.bandcamp.com. Making it Tony 2, Paul of the Internet Neil. As I say, stay tuned for Bastard Face, but first, we're the Rebellion.
Coming back. That's to me. And you're
listen to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bastard Face, and thanks to me, punk rock from Durham. We played Bastard Face the other month as well. What is Bastard Face's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Bastard Face.
I think we had this little chat before, yeah. Facebook.com/Bastard Face GFY, which we think means go fuck yourself.
Of course, yeah.
Isn't
it?
Yeah. Facebook.com/Bastard Face GFY. Can't help thinking they sound a little bit aggressive.
A bit angry.
But anyway, does make it poorly the internet one, Tony. Two, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Whoa.
What you got?
Yeah, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave a comment. As we say, easy way to do so, find last week's show post and reply to it. That's the easiest way. There are other ways, but just don't worry about it.
Just do it that way.
Just do it that way. Just one this week.
Oh, dear.
Tim has been in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Timo.
And he says, took me a while to realise I was not responsible for your bikini. Timu, Timo, potato, potato. Yeah, there you go. It's close.
It's been seen. It's had 125 likes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like... Turns out a lot of people on Facebook like looking at me in swimwear.
Well, they react to it. Like?
Well, we'll go further than like, Tony. There's only a few likes on it. Most of them are the...
the shocked expression.
No, the laughing, fantastic, hysterical, brilliant. I've had a couple of hearts as well. A
couple of hearts, okay.
A couple of hearts there, yeah. Mm. Yeah, still, it all counts.
It's all
counts. It all counts. Yeah, and it's not all men. Some women liked it as well. I still don't think pink's my colour, but...
No. But hey, thank you. The world thanks you. I'm thanking you on behalf of the world. Thank you.
Of course it does.
Thank you.
Because what the world has been waiting for a very, very long time is a photograph of me in my bathroom wearing pink ladies' swimwear. And I'd like to thank Timo Schmidt. Timo Schmidt for making it happen.
There you go. And that's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
You.
Frankie Boyle. Right. Here's a man that we have been featuring on this show for over a decade, Reverend Beatman, in his latest incarnation. An album that's out now, Reverend Beatman and the Unbelievers, that's come out in the last month or so. What is Reverend Beatman's website?
Oh, reverendbeatman.com.
VoodooRhythm.com. Yeah. It's that one. He has so many different things going on that he puts it all on his Voodoo Rhythm record label. So you'll find Reverend Beatman and the Unbelievers, all the other things he's done, the Monsters are there as well, all sorts of things. He's an amazing guy, and this album's great. I believe when we spoke before, I said it sounds a little bit like King Automatic.
Okay.
And here's another example of another great song that isn't unlike King Automatic, but is very definitely Reverend Beatman and the Unbelievers. Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony Waller, this is Come Back Lord.
Yeah. Go back, Lord. Go back, Lord.
Listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Reverend Beatman and the Unbelievers, track called Come Back Lord from the album Get On Your Knees via voodoorhythm.com. How professional was that? Did you do anything last week?
So on the back of catching COVID or whatever it was for last week, I was a bit on my arse, a little bit. So it was mostly work. And it was pretty quiet. We had a good band practice yesterday. We've got some great news. We've got our first gig booked, which I will be talking about more in the next section.
How exciting.
Really excited about that. So apart from that, it's been a bit, you know, enjoying the sunshine, of course. Catched up with a few things. I watched the Rebel Moon films. Did you see them on Netflix?
No, because I'm not on Netflix anymore.
Ah, right, okay. There's Zack Snyder's attempt at like a Star Wars type thing. There's spaceships, there's people living on farms, there's big battles, there's swords that get very hot and glow, but they're not lightsabers, but they look like lightsabers.
There's people living on farms.
People living on farms. Also, almost like Star Wars lives on a farm.
Well,
it's Chosen Ones is fucking, you know, an emperor, but no, it's a king. It's very Star Warsy. It's average.
Right.
But I watched it. I think that's about it. Really, I started watching Succession, which I haven't started really kicked into yet. But yeah, it's a bit of telly, bit of sunshine, bit of getting ready for some gigs. How's your week?
I'm just going to talk about the weekend.
Okay.
That's just happened.
Oh yes, because, yeah.
Because of course, Nottingham Forest, as expected, have survived relegation. They'll be in the Premier League for a third season. And I today, Tony, had a bet on, you know, I've been having the occasional treble, as I may have discussed.
Right.
This time round, I had Crystal Palace to beat Aston Villa.
Oh.
Beat 5-0.
Yeah.
Who else did I have? I had Newcastle to win, and they won 3-1, I think. 4-1 against Brentford, I think. 4-1, 4-2, I think. And I had Forest to beat Burnley. And when we were 2-0 up, I thought, this is great. I can just sit back and relax. Then Burnley got a goal back, and I thought, I can't depend on Forest to actually keep hold of the lead. So I cashed out. Yeah. I had a £5 bet. I won £35. If I hadn't cashed out, we won anyway. I would have won £45. But I'm happy to let that £10 go for the £25 that I would have lost otherwise. So that's all worked out well. Well done. I also had a bet on Tyson Fury fight last night.
Hmm.
And I feel a bit robbed. This was a fiver.
Right.
Bet. Not a fiver. Because I'm happy to talk about the losses.
Okay.
As well as the wins.
It's all winning.
I bet on the fight to be over in the 7th, 8th or 9th round. I worked on the basis that Fury wouldn't want to go 12 rounds because he's too fucking fat, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't want to go 12 rounds and he'd want to finish it off. And because he'd want to finish it off, there was every chance that it would give Usyk the chance to get in while he was trying to finish it off. And guess what? That's exactly what happened. Fury started really going for it in the 7th. I thought he had the chance to beat him. And then Usyk in the 9th round knocked Fury over, knocked him pretty much clean out, really.
Hmm.
And he was subject to a count. And in classic boxing fashion, he was saved by the bell.
Okay.
He was saved by the bell during the count. The count has to stop when the bell goes. Otherwise, Fury would have been out. Usyk would have knocked him down in the 9th, and I would have won £60.
Nah.
Done. But it was only a fiver. So I'm still up on the two bets I had this weekend. I'm still up. But anyway, I'm sure there'll be a rematch. It was a cracking match. I watched most of it illegally on newsfeed from Twitter. And it all worked out very well. Looked like a cracking fight. And I don't know whether you like the art of pugilism particularly.
I'm not a big fan of boxing. Yeah, I don't know why. Football, yes, but boxing,
well, you know what, I don't mind watching generally thick blokes beat each other up.
No, I'm not opposed to it. I'm certainly not going to be at the front protesting it, but I don't know.
I just feel like as long as they're in that ring, it has saved them from a life of crime, and more importantly, me accidentally spilling one of their drinks.
Yeah, as long as they're there, not in Wetherspoons, we're fine.
You've gone straight with spoons there, Tone.
But yeah, it's the pub I go to.
Yeah. So anyway, there was that. I've done my bets, and I don't know whether I told you last week about my oven not working, did I?
I don't believe you did.
I don't think I
can't remember you saying it.
And going to see the Bleach Boys and came back and my oven didn't work. Oh God, what have the lodgers done now? Spoke to both the lodgers, both the swore by they didn't use it, to be fair. They are Indian girls, they cook on the hob normally, they don't normally use the oven. They're not into the tandoor, Tony.
Mm.
Everything gets done on top. So I did believe them when they said that they hadn't used it at all. So I thought, well, it's just bust then. So I phoned up the electrician that had installed it late last year. He said he couldn't come around till Wednesday. That was fine. I didn't need to use the oven for a couple of days. He came round on a Wednesday and I told him what happened. And he went in to the cupboard next to the oven where the lodgers keep their food. And he moved a few things out of the way and one of them had switched it off.
Ah.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
He only charged me £30. The idiot tax this week wasn't too bad.
That's all right.
And there we are. And now, as if that wasn't just so terribly stupid of me, I haven't got anything from the vaults, but what I do have is a track from the Cavemen. They got an album that came out earlier this year called Cash for Scrap. The S on Cash is the dollar sign. I like what they've done there. Absolutely great band. Never seen them live. Would love to. Originally from New Zealand, but then they moved to London. But then I don't know where they've gone since then. I don't know whether they're still in London or not. They might be back in Auckland. Who knows? What I want to know is, what is the Cavemen's Bandcamp page?
CavemenNZ.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed the CavemenNZ or NZ if you're stupid. The CavemenNZ.bandcamp.com. Stupid is another word I have for America.
Yeah.
The CavemenNZ.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 2, probably be an Internet 3. And this is how I've lived my life, Tony. Booze, ciggies, and drugs. Do you want all you?
drugs, that's what I love. Don't need no funeral, don't need no grave, just need a drug man to fry my brain. Tell you what I want, tell you what I dream, tell you what I need. It's very simple, I can listen what to be. Who sees the drugs? Who sees the drugs? Who sees the drugs? That's what I love! It's very simple, I can listen what you think. Who sees the drugs? Who sees the drugs? Who sees the drugs? That's what I love!
You're listening to Rich Morton's Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Cavemen, a track called Booze, Ciggies and Drugs from their latest album, Cash for Scrap. Find out more, thecavemennz.bandcamp.com. You should have learned that by now. I've said it enough times. And we will be playing more from that album in future weeks. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide. There's a man in my garden.
Special times. Thanks for your gigs. You have a gig for me? Don't forget to email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want to know who's playing, how much instruction playing. Yeah, so it is international, blah, 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 blah. You haven't emailed me. So my dedication is such that I'm doing one myself.
Right, well, you know what? The fact that you're actually going to attend a gig that you're going to talk about, I think, is perfect. Yeah.
So, we would have mentioned this anyway. So, this weekend, it's the Nice and Sleazy...
You said that with some conviction.
I definitely would have done. Definitely, because right. we were down to play this before, so it's certainly on my radar, so I would have noticed it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do like to support it. So, it's the Nice and Sleazy in Morecambe. It's a yearly event, and I think it's quite well attended. Is it the Trimpool something or other? Is it like a leisure centre type thing? It's established. It's great, and it's quite a good thing on the scene. It's a 3-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But we're playing the Sunday. The Apocalypse Babies are playing the first gig this Sunday at Nice and Sleazy, 3:30 in the afternoon. God, hope it's a nice sunny day because we're outside. Yeah. And I think we're on what is kind of classed as the ska stage outside, so we're going to be between probably a couple of ska bands, so it'll be nice. It'd be a couple of ska.
Yeah, but you've got a ska song, haven't you?
We've got a ska song straight in the middle. We've got, yeah, so it's fine.
Bang it on the set list.
We were going to play it 9 times.
Yeah.
You
that
want
would
ska?
Be the best thing to do.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who knows? So yeah, so it's.
And are there any other bands on?
Is it you? Does it matter? Does it matter?
Goldblade, aren't they?
Yeah. The only couple of ones that there's a few. Risky and the Ridicule are on.
Yeah.
They're on the Friday. Goldblade are on the Saturday. Kid Clumsy Hospital Food are on Sunday.
Yeah.
The main bands.
It looks good, doesn't it? It does look good.
It'll be good. There's a few bands I've heard of, but it will just be a good event. I think it always is. And certainly, like, a lot of people tend to go and then buy the tickets straight away for the next year. So
right. Hopefully
it's going to be well attended. But if you haven't, I'm sure there's some room. So if you do want to fancy it, you want to see me, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Do go along, and especially on the Sunday at the Marquee Stage, 3:30 p.m, I'll be the one on the stage. Apart from that, go see some other bands if you like to. But that is, again, Nice and Sleazy. More information, sleazy.live. I think that's that pushed. So yeah, so It's the first gig. I'll report back next week.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. What am I going to do? Right. The Yum Yums, Tony. Power pop punk from Moss. Do you know where Moss is?
Nope.
South of Oslo. There used to be an airport right called Riga, and I used to go through Moss all the time. Oh. Don't anymore. Somehow, they are established with Rumbar Records. I'm not sure how it's worked out, but anyway, I'm pleased it has. They got a new single out, and you can get it via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/ The Yum Yums.
Facebook.com/ Love The Yum Yums. LoveTheYums. Paulie B and Internet 4, Tony. No, 5. What is it now? 4-2, is it? 4-2. It's 4-2.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, it's 4-2. Yeah. Oh, well, that took me way too long to say. In the meantime, this is The Yum Yums popping up again. Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Yum Yums popping up again. A little bit lighter than what you may have been hearing so far on this show, but I'll say, don't worry, we're coming back down. We're landing hard with the next track. Speaking of landing hard, are you doing anything this week, Tony?
So I've got it's a band heavy week. I've got my work, obviously. I've got alcohol practice Wednesday. Might treat myself to a day off Friday, do a bit of tiling, break it up a bit, bring myself back down to earth, because on Sunday I'm playing the Nice and Sleazy Festival in Morecambe.
I think you're looking forward to that.
Oh, it's going to be really good. If it's a nice day and that tent's nice and sweaty, it'd be lovely. I love a good sweaty tent.
Yeah, right. I've got nothing to add there, really.
So that's my week. What are you up to?
Well, I did just say landing hot. You know how, I don't know whether you've noticed recently, but every time something goes mad in Eastern Europe, the Middle East says, I think we can do better than that. So we have the war in Ukraine, which I don't think is getting the publicity it should get, largely because of what's going on in Gaza, right, with Israel and the Palestinians. And then in the last few days, the Slovakian Prime Minister has been shot in an attempted assassination effort. So what happens? The Middle East collectively says, hold my pint of Vimto. We've got the Iranian president crashing in a helicopter.
Oh, that, I missed that.
Yeah, may well be dead. It's happened on Sunday afternoon. I was keeping up with it before I came in to record this. It is potentially seismic news. It looks to be an accident, but hey, how could you trust anything anymore? But yeah, I think it's the president or prime minister. Anyway, the bloke in charge of Iran has had a helicopter crash, and we don't know what's happened. So by the time you hear this, he may well have said, it's all right, flesh wound, or he may well be dead. I've got no idea.
Blimey.
What I do know is that these things normally happen in threes.
Right.
So if we're going to go along this stream of consciousness, this train of thought that I have, that it happens in Eastern Europe and then something worse happens in the Middle East. So far, we've had the Ukrainian war, and then we've got the Israel-Gaza war. Then we've had the Slovakian assassination attempt, and then we've had the Iranian president, prime minister, main man, whatever he's called, going down in a helicopter. What's going to happen next in Eastern Europe and the Middle East? What do you reckon?
War in my pants.
A war in your pants?
Mm.
And how has that anything to do with Eastern Europe and the Middle East, Tony?
Big pants.
Oh, they're big pants.
They were made in the Middle East?
Like, so you haven't really got an answer.
No, I've got no answer there.
No, but you know what?
I was trying to alleviate the situation there.
But, war in my pants? That sounds like a great name for a band or a song. I don't know, make it a B-side, War in My Pants. Because, you know,
number.
I used to say, it's been lifted, and I don't think as well, but I used to say to people, I was a bit pissed, and I meant, you can't say these things anymore because we've all moved on in life, but I'm going back to my 20s, basically. It still comes out from time to time, but I have been known to say there's a party going on in my underpants and it's standing room only. which used to make me laugh and never used to make many other people laugh. They just used to look at me like I was a dirty young man. Now I'm a dirty old man. But yeah, I don't know, maybe ice cream war in Hungary followed by... don't know. I'm trying to think what else could. Maybe an ice pop duel in Iraq.
Maybe.
This seemed like a better idea when I thought of it than it does now, so I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah, not good at world events, really. No.
Well, to be fair, I don't get a lot of input from you.
No.
It's a bit one way. Although, I'd say War in My Pants is arguably the best thing I've heard today. Until the two songs you're about to play, because Cherry Red are at it again. They've re-released some things here. Stay tuned for the Foreskins. We'll talk about them in a short time. But first, only The Last Resort, who now, I think, have got Lars Fredriksson playing for them, the well-known Millwall-supporting Oi! Street Punk, whatever you want to call them, band. I believe Lars Fredriksson's now in them. Anyway, there has been a Cherry Red re-release of their classic album with a few bonus tracks, and it's about to happen right now. What is The Last Resort's Facebook page?
facebook.com/The Last Resort Band.
facebook.com/The Last Resort UK. Paulie B and his Net 5, Tony 2. I met Roy once in Morecambe.
No. Oh.
Met the lead singer Last Resort in Morecambe once. Anyway, never mind about that. I thought this was going to be a Beatles cover version when I first looked at it, but I'll tell you what, it's really not. This is £8 a week.
I find a wig that is not free. as red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Foreskins, a track called Plastic Gangsters, which is taken from the reissue of The Good, The Bad and The Foreskins, which is coming out in the middle of June, so just under a month away from now. They have got an internet presence, Tony, but they don't appear to have a website or anything, so I'm afraid it's just staying at poorly being step 5, Tony, 2. But you can get a point back if you can tell us the Cherry Red website.
Cherryred.co.uk.
Cherryred.co.uk is correct. Tony 3, Paul B, and the Instead 5. Aren't I a friendly chap?
Very nice.
I really am. And that was the Foreskins, Plastic Gangsters, and before that, the last resort, £8 a week. Right, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, buggeration. What are you going to do instead, Tony?
Don't know. If you have a twat for me, hey, don't forget, you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination or twat's we with thanks. Every twat responded to. Do let me know your gig can't be stiff every week. It isn't this week. It's no one. And I'm in such a good mood. I'm quite happy not to twat someone, but generally speaking, we should be twatting people at this point, at this juncture.
There are plenty of people in the world. There are a number of people in Iran right now who would quite like to twat a helicopter engineer.
Yes. It's a good job we didn't fall out a window, as we know who we'll be pointing at with recent world events.
It was just, I would, in terms of ways that world leaders can go, falling out the window of a helicopter has got to be one of the best. I mean, look, we shouldn't laugh about this. It's obviously terrible when someone dies, even if they have proved to front a hideous regime for a number of years. It's only in our opinion.
Of course, but that's what we rile on.
But if we find out he fell out of the thing, I'm going to be really happy.
It's like, what's that? What?
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Oh, wow, yeah. No, yeah. No, just, no, look, I'm trying to get the picture. I'm trying to get the picture. Just go back a little bit further. Lean on that open window, will you? Do you think it was as simple as that? They were just trying to be like Instagram influencers.
So. Well, maybe there's no way, like, you kind of like backwards. Try and do a selfie. And from when people do it from heights, like people will climb up.
They do, don't they?
Oh, I'm on a helicopter.
No, might just do the cell. What do you think?
It's one of your. I've got an opportunity here. It's in my hand. I've got a phone on me. Window's open. That doesn't look that far down. Here we go. Boom. And then there you go. Fell out the window.
This will go down well on my OnlyFans page.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway, look, as I say, we probably shouldn't laugh, really, but fuck it.
That's what we do.
Right. One last song this week. A band I think we played once before. Indie punks from Kent, or as I put down, Kentish indie punks. Indoor Pets, Tony. Okay. This is a great song. This is a song about people jumping on bandwagons to try and sell merch. Something that I'm sure a lot of people do in recent times. What is Indoor Pets Facebook page?
Facebook.com/indoor pets.
Facebook.com/indoor pets band. Paulie B and the Internet 6, Tony 3, pathetic, apathetic.
Bye. cabin down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That was Indoor Pets, Pathetic, Apathetic, Kentish Indie Punks. Find out more about them, facebook.com/Indoor Pets Band. And that is a new single that's out right now. Maybe you can mention one or two of the ways people can listen to the show in a way they haven't done before.
Yeah, don't forget, visit our website, punkerager.com. Latest shows on the front page. Lots of things you can do on there. Also, you can check us out at various online stations like padunkerager.com, radioans.se, and radiofolkson.com. If you're down with Fi, you can find us on the Spotify. App, we're in the podcast section. That's where you'll find us. And same thing with Amazon and Amazon Music in their podcasts bit. And if you get yourself one of them Alexa devices, go to the skill store, search Punky Radio, download it. You can download the Punky Radio skill for free. Thanks to Poco for always as that. Add it to your Alexa device. And I was going to say something about helicopters, but hey, let's not fake too much here. Alexa will play you some songs.
Yeah, well, I am going to say one more thing about that before we go, because okay. I have been getting my dinner ready while we were doing this. I'm going to be having it afterwards, and I'm sorry, I'm really sorry, Iranians, but yes, it is roast pork. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't, yeah.